might not have thought about it. I got a call from a talent of mine at the airport last week on Tuesday afternoon, I believe, late Tuesday morning. He was traveling to Israel, and as many of my talmidim are right now for intercession from YU, and he was making a stop over in Munich. And he wanted to know, he's going to say Tfilas HaDerech when he departs from New York, or Boston, actually he was traveling from Boston, and should he make another Tfilas HaDerech the following day before the second leg of the journey. Now, there are a couple interesting features about the trip. The most important is that he did not have to fast that long. Tuesday was Asar B'Teves. And if you're, you know, time flies when you're flying eastward, and you'd be surprised how quickly it goes, and it was already, late morning, early afternoon, he only had to fast for another hour or so before the fast was over in the sky. That's not so important for our shiloh right now. But what is important is the fact that, number one, there was a few hours of a layover in Germany, and the fact that it was a different day. The second leg of the travel was on an entirely different day. He's leaving on Tuesday, then leaving again on Wednesday, and that's really what he was asking. Does he have to make another Tfilas HaDerech on the second leg of the trip? So let's look for a few minutes a couple of these sources. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud, Siv Hey, writes as follows, Ein lomer osa el pamachs b'yom, afilum yanuach b'ir b'emtza yom. So first point is that the maximum number of times you'd say Tfilas HaDerech when you're traveling is once a day. And that implies, however, Mishnah says that if it's a journey that lasts a few days, day two, day three, day four, each of those days, you're going to make another bracha. Okay? That's the accepted view. There is one opinion that says you make one bracha, one Tfilas HaDerech for the entire trip, no matter how long it takes you. But the accepted position is once each day, but no more than once each day. However, that's not 100% true. We're going to get back to that in a second with some more details. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain that this is true even if I take a break. Let's say I'm traveling, and by train, they used to go by train, and you have to wait for 4 or 5 hours till the next train comes to continue your journey. Or you're driving, and you need to take a break because you've been driving for hours, and you stop. It's still considered one nisiyah, one travel, one journey the whole way through, and therefore one Tfilas HaDerech at the beginning would suffice as you continue. Now, the truth is that that would also include whatever mode of travel you choose. For example, many people have the practice. I think this is what's recommended in Eretz Yisrael. If you're going from Yerushalayim back home, back to New York, so there's a few legs of your journey there also, even if you're flying direct, but you have to take the taxi or take the bus or whatever it is that's getting you to the airport, right? That's one leg. And the second leg is the airplane. So I was always taught when I was in camp, I went to Sechemin for many years, so we did a lot of flying, a lot of traveling. Once you get past Shar Hagai, which is about 15 minutes out of Yerushalayim, on your on the Yerushalayim Tel Aviv highway towards the airport, that's already the, we'll say, intercity marker, where you're far enough outside of Yerushalayim, if you're going up to the Galilee, wherever you're going, to make Tfilas HaDerech at that point. So you can make Tfilas HaDerech in the car already for your trip all the way home to New York with this logic that it's one trip. It just, when you make your first stop in the airport, you're just going to unload your bags and get on the airplane, but it's still the same trip. Okay. On the other hand, though, let's say someone is, it's going to extend more than one day. So we said that if it's one long trip, it should be one Tfilas HaDerech. However, if it's going to continue to the next day, so you stop somewhere, you're driving cross-country, and you sleep over in a hotel along the way, and then you set out new trip in the morning, even though, again, your final destination is still one destination on the other side of the country, but a new Tfilas HaDerech when you get in the car the next day. And in this case, the unlike normal zmanim in halacha, the night follows the day. So if you leave at 10 o'clock in the morning, so that you don't like stop at the sunset and make a new Tfilas HaDerech for a new day, you continue with that trip, and you go to sleep that night. The next morning, when you get on the road again, you make a new Tfilas HaDerech. Poskim talk about a taxi driver. Let's say you're a taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael. So you could be driving a passenger from Yerushalayim to the north for a few hours, and then come back home, and then drive someone else to Eilat. You'd be driving all over the place. Poskim say for a taxi driver, one Tfilas HaDerech the entire day, because since that's your job, since that's your work, so it's really all one big trip. You may be going all over the place. Wherever you're landing, wherever you're going to stop at the end of the day, was really part of one long trip, because you're not a traveler, you're a taxi driver. Okay, let's get to our issue. We said a moment ago that if you stop and you go to sleep, and you start the next day, you make a new tefillah sederach. That's based on the next line of the Shulchan Aruch, which says, "Im daita lolan bi'ir, va'achar kach nimlach bi'yotzim imen alav ar-chutzla, o'losh av'leveso tzarech lachzor l'spal oso pamacheres." Let's say I'm driving cross-country, and I plan on stopping in Cleveland, which is about 7 hours away, okay? And then, you know, I get there a little bit early, so I decide I'm gonna go a few more hours, another 5, 6, 7 hours, I'm going to make it to Chicago, and I'm going to stay there. Shulchan Aruch says, at that point, when you change your mind, you make a new tefillah sederach. Why? It's like anything else. If I eat an apple, and I decide I'm not going to have I'm done eating after I finish my apple, then I say, you know what? 10 minutes later, I'm still hungry. I'm going to make a new bracha because I'm having a new apple. I had a hes chadas. I broke that intent that unified my meal into two different parts. So I make a new bari per eighth on the second apple. I make a new tefillah sederach on the second trip because I had in mind to stop in Cleveland. Once I got to Cleveland, I decided, you know what? I'm going to keep going. He says the same thing to Shul. If I go in reverse, if I forgot something at home, I got to go back to New York. I make a new tefillah sederach when I head out back in the other direction because it's a new trip. Okay, but our question is a little bit of a knach. Why? Because what you're doing is you're traveling. Leg number one is on Tuesday. Leg number two is Wednesday. But you didn't really sleep. You didn't like pull into the hotel and settle yourself in the kfias overnight. You're on an airplane. You're on an airplane, so maybe you catch a few hours of sleep along the way. That's not considered a real hesach hadas, and it's similar to like learning all night. The Mishnah Berurah says on Shavuos. So in those situations, right, we listen to Birchas HaTorah from someone else in the morning because it's not clear that you should make a new Birchas HaTorah when you stayed up the whole night learning. So too, if I'm traveling the whole night, it's not clear that it warrants a new Tzilas HaDerech in the morning, so therefore I should say it without the concluding bracha. What's the concluding bracha? The end of Tzilas HaDerech is, Sedneinu l'chinu l'chesed l'rachim v'meinechav v'nei chorinu v'sishma kol tachamneinu kikel shumet tefilas v'sachronim ota baruch ato Hashem shomea tefila. So you shouldn't say it with Baruch Atah Hashem, with Shema Malchus. You could just say Baruch Atah Shomei Tefillah, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach suggests even better, when you get up to Daven Shachris the next morning, include it in Shomei Tefillah. Include it in Shomei Tefillah. You get a two for one. The text of Tefillas HaDerech with the Siyum, with the conclusion of the Bracha, identical to the Siyum of Bracha that you would make if you were actually reciting it normally. One final point. The Poskim already hundreds of years ago spoke about a cruise. Okay, you know, and my grandfather used to tell me stories about taking the boat to Eretz Yisrael, weeks across the Atlantic before commercial flights were common. So in that case, similar psak was normative to make tefillas haderech on the first day and make it without the official concluding bracha, the shomei tefillah, on all subsequent days. Why? Because when you're on the boat, you never stop moving. You never stop moving, right? So you don't have a concrete end to trip number one and start trip number two because you're always in motion. If you go on a cruise where they stop and let you off in Greece for a few days and then you get back on the boat and you travel somewhere else, that would be an entirely new nesiyah and that would warrant, without question, a new tefillas haderech. So in the situation where my Talmud found himself in Munich, the right thing to do would be to either say tefillas haderech on day two without shomei tefillah or to incorporate it into the Shemona Esrei in that bracha of shomei tefillah. Klar, man, kannst du auch mal, dass du kannst du auch mal sagen, dass 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 du auch mal s